the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And it's Friday, which means that we're going somewhere in the world for Craigslist Corral.
Looking for Carmen San Diego.
Looking for love in all the right places. This week we are going up to, not far from here, but Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
You know what happened to me? That is kind of far from here. What is it, like 3 hours?
Hamilton? Probably like an hour and a half.
I'm not sure. Like, I got on one of those dating sites, right? And you adjust your miles, but how far away you want to look. And
yeah, some of them do Canada, which is stupid. That's like a different country.
Yeah, and I guess I wasn't paying attention to the miles, because then I started talking to a chick, and we're talking a little bit, and she gives me her number, and it turned out she was in Canada, and a little bit further away than I'm used to going in Canada. I'm like, holy shit, I think you're 3 hours away from me. That's kind of a long drive.
She wanted you to come over?
Was she off? It's like, well, let's hang out. We were kind of making the plans, and then then she lets me know, like, you know, I live over here. I'm like, okay. Then I went on the computer and did a little research. I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking far.
So you didn't go?
No, it didn't happen.
I would have tried it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Didn't really work out. I think she kind of did that thing where, oh, let's do this, let's hang out, and then, you know, they kind of fade away.
The problem
away.
With that is that's a long way to go for, like, to like, not work out. Like, that's a 3-hour drive, and then it's like...
Yeah.
Okay, and it could be one of those things where, like, we did something for 40 minutes, and then all of a sudden, yep, time to go home.
Listen.
Although, the first people I ever met from the internet, my friend and I, drove to Elmira, New York, which is about 3.5 hours from here, 4 hours from here. And I think it's lifelong. We just drove there for no reason, met at a McDonald's, said hello, got back in the car, and drove home.
It was a good night. All right.
And she was no beauty, so it wasn't like I was all that, you know, upset that we didn't do anything. But still, that's, you know, that's a long way to go.
Now, driving 3 hours to have sex with someone, like you meet and you're both into each other and you have sex, no complaints. That is fine. All right. Now I'm going to go head home. All right.
Yeah, but
see you later.
It's got to be a sure thing, or
yeah, know. Yeah. But as I said, she kind of, I don't know, lost interest, or maybe she just kind of thought, it's too far away. It's not gonna, happen.
Well, this guy can come over once a week, maybe. You know, come
if that, I can't waste all that fucking gas.
Next up, First,
we didn't do anything yet.
We're in Misconnections.
Wait, where are we?
Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, right, I forgot.
My Misconnection, my wife, my life, male for woman. I think this
he
is,
lost his wife. My Misconnection.
I think
I don't
those,
know where she is.
I got dumped, so now I'm going to write a big, you know, some fucking thing on the internet. Why do you need to do this? I guess it's a release for yourself, but it seems kind of pointless.
But if you want her to see it, write her a fucking letter. Or send her an email.
Clearly she's not interested anymore.
Yeah.
So hard not to wonder where we went wrong. So many good, good memories. Yet here we are, on the brink of destruction. We have both been so bad to each other for a while now. Where does this come from? Do we salvage? Start over? Is it too late? Have we hurt each other too much? It seems like there should be enough good to want to go on.
Obviously, it is too late. She doesn't want to go on. That's why you're writing this shit. So just leave her alone, man. Just move on.
Yet so much pain, it is hard to.
Also, you're an idiot with this kind of poetry shit.
I just feel like the right answer continues to elude me. Whatever happens, I don't think I will ever stop loving you. I love when people say that.
I'm gonna, you know, a part of me is gonna love you forever.
I said, like, a girl told me that once. I want to call her up and ask her, do you still love me?
Who is this?
No, I haven't seen you in 15 years. Well, you said.
You said? Are you a liar?
Listen, I'm not asking you to fuck me, you know.
I mean, if you wanted to, we could.
But I'm saying, I just want to know if you still love me. That's all. That's all. That's
or
all
I shall I tell your children that you're a fucking liar?
Yeah.
Hey, kids, your mom's a liar.
Yeah.
She told me she was going to love me for the rest of his... Can you stop knocking shit around? God damn it.
Mark hates
that. We kind of reconfigured the studio a little bit, so I think you're going to need a little time to get used to it.
Thanks for coming up with an excuse for me. Mark's is still like a statue. When
I do. I don't like moving.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear anything.
And you don't... Most people aren't like that. Most people have those kind of like they're tapping their toe, moving their leg, you know, moving shit around. I will get perfectly still, and I'm perfectly comfortable that way. Mm-hmm. I'll be still. Don't mind.
Next up, we have tall blonde hut slut.
The hut slut. I'm looking for that.
Hey, just looking for the tall blonde hut slut. You're in the West End. You handed me a slip, saying weird. What the? You handed it in a slip. Saying weird guy. This is a guy from that Crazy Night at Snooty.
What the fuck are they talking about? Is this some Canadian lingo?
I don't know. Hey, just looking for that tall blonde hut slut. You are in the West End. You handed in a slip TN saying weird guy. TN saying weird guy. This is the guy from that Crazy Night at Snooty.
I have no idea what they're talking
this
about.
This is going to be the best ad that we've ever read on
and
the show.
And why... Would you think you're enticing this woman to get in touch with you when you call her a hut slut? Are you that hut slut? Oh my god, you were so beautiful. Man, I gotta go to Hamilton and see what it's doing up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's it for that one.
Yeah, I don't even know what to...
What else can you say about that?
Any of that lingo, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Those Canadians are weird. You haven't done a Canadian, your fake Canadian accent yet, either.
Yeah. It's not even fake, it's real.
We'll do it.
Hey, looking for a hut slut, eh?
At Snooty.
Yeah, I was a weird guy at Snooty's. Oh, yeah, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go.
You think you should do a better? You think you should do a better one considering you live 2 minutes from Canada?
And you don't? Why are you putting this on me?
I'm not claiming that I'm a voice, you know, impersonator.
I think it's a perfectly good
Canadian
accent.
You once said that you're the rich little of your generation. I remember.
No one knows who Rich Little is.
He used to do Reagan. All the people he did were dead now.
I know, and he's
Carson
dead.
And
I'm Johnny Carson, and I'm Ronald Reagan.
That's pretty good.
Mommy.
I don't remember anything. who else?
What else does he do? Because I'll do it. That's it, huh?
The Duke. The Duke.
Hey there, Pilgrim.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it is. I am the rich little of my generation, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Next up, hard to find. This is something that Mark will relate to. It's hard to find a part-time houseboy, 1826.
That is true.
Still searching for a good part-time houseboy. Anything from a couple hours to overnight.
No, there's a lot of houseboys, but they want to be full-time. And, I mean, that for my lifestyle, that just doesn't work out because I'm not home most of the time, and it's a waste. I'm just having some houseboy just sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be home too, so that's why I need a part-time houseboy, and it's a lot harder to get.
Don't be shy and apply, laugh out loud. Can be helpful too. So a houseboy, basically you just hang out and he just fucks you whenever he wants, right?
He's going to have to do a little bit of housework too. He's going to have to clean, light cooking. I mean, I'm not asking for a 7-course meal, but a snack. Fix me a fucking sandwich.
Now, I watched Behind, years, a few years ago, I don't think you watched it, Behind the Candelabra on HBO about Liberace and his houseboy.
I didn't see it, but I know
it's
of
it. It's good. It's a good movie. Now, Matt Damon played a really good houseboy.
Yeah, I hear.
Now, I wondered, like...
He also plays a good Martian.
That's a pretty good gig. Like, you know, you just hangs out. You fuck Liberace. He's taking you on tour. And the dude's got all the money in the world he can give you.
That sounds awesome.
You give him all kinds of stuff. By the way, in the movie, it was great. Dan Aykroyd was Liberace's, like, lawyer or manager or whatever. And he came over. And the houseboy had his own apartment paid for by Liberace. And he's like, and he and Dan Aykroyd had to do the dirty work and break up with him. He's like, all right, you got to go. You can't take, you can take whatever you can hold. That's all you can take. Everything else is ours. And then you had to leave.
Get the fuck out.
Not, now, not thinking about the AIDS thing, but do you think you'd want to be Liberace's houseboy?
If I were a gay man?
I guess if gay man, you would be.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm being straight, and it's more thinking I got to do.
What do you want to think about? Like, I've asked you this before, but, you know, if the guy's a billionaire, and, you know, like, all your problems are solved, like, you have zero money problems. Like, he just gives you, like, $1 million. Like, here you go, it's for your bank.
As a straight guy, I would do it. Also, no AIDS. But I would do it if I had my freedom to go still pick up chicks and stuff.
Well, sure. But, I mean, okay. Why
would you? Yeah, yeah. No, but if he was like, listen, it's just me and you. We're monogamous, and I know you're straight, but you know, I don't even want to see you looking at a lady. If it was like that, I'm like, sorry, dude, I can't do it. But if it was like, listen, we fuck on Sundays. That's it. That's not so much to ask. You live with me. Sundays we fuck. The rest of the week, you want to go out and, you know, find some ladies? Go ahead. I'm like, all right. All right, Liberace. Pretty sure you're dead, but okay.
Yeah.
Fucking a ghost.
Yeah, Liberace seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah. He liked playing the piano.
Yeah, his music sucked, but people would go watch him. Because yeah, he'd come up and tell us, like, how do you like my gown? It's beautiful, isn't it? Well, this was made for me by a good, good friend of mine. I do a pretty good Liberace, actually.
I wouldn't know, because I don't know what he sounds like. That's
basically what he sounds like.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we all can't be rich little.
That's true, we can't, but I don't know, I think I do a pretty good Liberace. Liberace.
Can't even say his name, but yeah.
Why not? Let me find some Liberace. See if you like it. I don't know.
Or move on with the Craigslist. Instead of searching the internet for Liberace, you know the government has files up for that now. You're on some watch list.
What, because I'm looking for Liberace?
Yeah. Hey, I'm not the government. I'm anti-government. You know that.
All right, next
up. I don't
up,
agree with them.
We're going back to that tall, blonde slut.
The hot slut.
Mobile cocksuck. You know, I love the gay ads because there's so much, like, they're better. Oh, here's Liberace with Oprah.
Did you say a mobile...
He has reigned
cocksucking
supreme
site?
As one of America's most beloved entertainers.
Thank you.
All right.
Making Christmas a little earlier and a little earlier.
Like he making Christmas a little earlier and a little earlier.
December is my favorite.
December is my favorite.
Pretty much just talking a monotone and you got him.
Every day in December. In fact, I'm planning a party right now.
Did he say he's only gay in December?
Christmas a little earlier and a little earlier. But now I think the whole month of December is my favorite time because I have Christmas almost every day.
I don't know why
December.
I heard gay, but
fact,
I did.
I'm planning a party right now, the 12 days before Christmas.
Oh, he's having a 12-day party.
He invented the 12 days of Christmas. Huh.
Yeah, he never admitted to being
which
gay.
Which is going to be given in Malibu.
Oh, you know what? I read that you
Man, you know I don't give a fuck about this, and this is boring, so come on.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
He was an interesting guy. Oh, yeah. Mobile, anyways, gay ads are so much more poetic than other ones. Mobile cocksucker seeking nice cock to suck to completion. Oakville, Burlington area.
I like that he's mobile because I'd like my cock sucked, but I don't want to have to leave the house and search. You know, I'm going all over town. You know, somebody mobile,
that's
come
true.
To me.
Post sums it up. Very fit, masculine, bi, 42, 6 foot, 175, excellent cocksucker here, deep throat swaller. Seeking a good-looking man, looking for a release today. Blow and go, ideal.
Yeah, you know what?
A blow and go does sound nice.
That sounds nice. He's a little too big for me, though.
Why, because he's 6 foot?
Yeah, he's like a big man.
Well, he's the man. He's the man of the situation.
He's the mobile. He's immobile. He's going to come and blow me, but I like a smaller guy. So.
Yeah, well, he's the man in the situation.
Yeah, whatever. He's still blowing me.
All right.
And I don't want it.
Okay. Next up, looking for a blow and go outdoors now.
Got to get in touch with that other guy.
There's a nice cock on this picture.
This one, the last guy was the mobile guy.
His cock, when he's aroused, is totally straightforward.
Not a liar. Listen, I'm going to be totally straightforward with you, okay?
I call it like a, it's like a plank.
I call him like I see him.
It's got a plank cock. Anyway, looking for a hungry deep throat. If that's you, bring and you're looking, email me looking for someone with a place. Popper's a plus. Me, 49, 8 inches cut.
Like the prince and the popper? Like that?
This dude is not 8 inches. What the fuck? These guys are a liar. You got a picture there, man.
Yeah, but there's nothing on there for scale, so
six
you can't
tops,
tell.
Six tops. And look, you gotta like they do when you buy stuff on eBay sometimes. They put it next to the ruler. A cut and looking for a nice deep throw from an experienced
sucker. You know
sucker.
My trick, though. I have a novelty ruler. So, oh, look at you. 18 inches, huh? Yep, that's right.
You can feed me your cock anytime now.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me ask you something that has nothing to do with Craigslist Corral, but while we're on the air.
Yeah.
So I paid...
My
water bill via where you put in your bank number and your routing and all that shit.
Yeah.
And that was I don't know, a week ago, like last Friday.
Uh-huh.
And it says on the site, paid up, I don't owe anything anymore, but they still haven't taken the money out. Like, it still didn't get the money. I'm still like, the money's still in there.
That is interesting.
So, I don't know, should I call them and like, hey, are you going to take the money out? I'm afraid, like, I don't want you to shut my water off because of lack of pay. But it says I paid on the website.
Yeah, I mean, the site says it's paid, so it's paid, but yeah.
I know when you do it that way, it does take a little longer, but a week? That's weird. It's bothering me. Yeah, you know, I'd like it to be a glitch and I just get to keep my money, but...
You know that doesn't work
for
that
as long
way.
As it's not out, I just have to pretend it's out.
Yeah.
Well, 2 years from now, I'm like, they got to take out the $114 for the water bill. By the way, for the water bill, I usually, because it comes every 3 months, and it's like $30, I go, and I don't pay it, so I pay it like every 6 months, and then they double it, and then they add some fees, so it's ended up like $100 and some dollars when it was just originally $30.
You're, what are you, like a money manager or something?
It's pretty stupid the way you do it.
Yeah.
Next up, relaxing couple massage, male for male woman. I'm a retired RMT.
What's an RMT?
Registered massage therapist.
Oh, okay.
I provide. Why are you retired? And if you're retired, why are you going online to do some more free? And if you're getting paid,
are you an old man? I retired from being a masseuse.
He's 47. And also, if you're going on and if you're taking money for this shit, then that's not retired.
Yeah. Or was he? I thought R might have been like registered or something.
It is.
But he says he's retired.
I am retired. Are you retired RMT?
Oh, okay.
I provide massage for female, male, and couples in my home. This is a part-time and done in the evening and some weekends. Very relaxing with shower, music, warm oil, and more.
You know what? I'm only up for that if you'll masturbate us both at the same time.
So is he fingering and jerking off?
Yeah, like you jerk me off while you finger my girlfriend. Now, that's what... Because we hold hands during.
Do you want him to wear, like, rubber gloves while he fingers her? Because you really want his grimy hands in your girl?
No, that heightens it.
You
yeah,
like,
that's
you
hot.
Like,
the, yeah.
like a dirty fucking guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a guy in Hamilton. He's a man. And he is looking for someone to spend with the holidays. Because he says, I don't want to be alone for the holidays.
I love hanging out with fucking losers.
Too late,
oh my
dude.
God.
It's too late. You know what? If it's a week before Christmas, you know, you know, come on.
I just don't want to be alone anymore. I can't take it, okay? I don't know what
like,
I'm going to do.
Christmas is exactly a week from today, I think.
They don't even celebrate Christmas in Canada.
That's true. I am 61 years old, honest, caring, sensitive guy who is looking for a long-term relationship, yet friends first. Honestly, just friends would be great. I like to play pool. I love the beach, long drives, watching TV. How much beach time can you get in Canada? With a big bowl of popcorn.
They have in the summer.
Like hiking, movies. I drive an older Chevy pickup truck.
They have that nude beach close to us in Toronto.
Oh, I want
to
go.
I've been investigating it, actually. It's called, like, something with a beach.
Do you have to get
Henry's
nude
beach?
There?
Okay. Dude, there's like a regular beach, and then there's like you go off a little bit, and there's a sign, and then it says there's the nude part. And I'm not sure if you have to get nude. You might.
I remember an episode of Fall Guy where Howie and the Fall Guy were hiding in the bushes nude because they were too afraid to go out. By the way, do you think there's any chance that what's his name? What was Fall Guy played by?
Lee Majors.
You think Lee Majors is cared about being nude? That guy probably had a big cock and he's probably just walking around nude all the time.
Oh, he loves it, man. You know how much tail he's pulling in?
Even if he had a small cock, he's fucking Lee Majors.
I know.
1980s Lee Majors could get any chick in the planet.
Listen, Lee Majors in his prime, no one could even see his cock when he was nude because he just had a chick
That's
on
That's interesting. I've asked it before, but I'll ask it again. What's better, us who just, you know, had normal chicks our whole life? Or And then, you know, when we get old, we just can't have any chicks. Or Lee Majors, who had the hottest chicks in the world, and now he's just an old man who can't get any chicks. Or, I mean, he's probably... Actually,
why do you think he can't get chicks?
You know, he's probably still with a pretty hot chick.
Yeah. But let's it say doesn't
he's
go in, away.
Let's say he's not. Say he's not.
If he's not...
What's sadder?
He's sadder because...
Is it better to...
He climbed so high, and now he's nowhere. But in reality, he climbed so high, he's a little lower, but he's still doing pretty good.
Hey, don't question. Better to love and lost, or just, you know... Yeah. I'm lost or I've never loved.
It's a little different, but yeah.
It's the same.
I would go... You know what? I would go to a nude beach, though. I have no problem. I think I can handle it.
Being nude?
Yeah.
I could by myself. I'm not going with you, though.
Fine. Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't want to be nude in front of you.
I'd fucking get over it,
I mean,
man.
I guess I'd go with my girlfriend and be nude.
Get over it.
The only thing I'd be worried about is that I don't want to be... First of all, I don't look very... My cock isn't very good... I'd have to have some serious fluffing.
You don't have a traveling cock.
Yeah, I can't just be nude everywhere. Yeah. You know, there's some days where I'm like, wow, look at that. But most of the time, I'm like, fuck. Why is it so small?
Oh.
If anyone just ripped my clothes off at work or something, I'd be embarrassed.
Because it'll happen. You might get in an argument. Yeah. One thing leads to another.
I'm carrying something, my pants fall down, and I happen to not be wearing underwear that day.
Which is most days.
Yeah, you know.
You know, I think I'm pretty secure with myself. I could go with you to nude beach.
So you have good traveling cock?
No, I have the same problem. Sometimes it looks good, sometimes it doesn't, but I don't give a fuck. What difference does it make?
It's true. Yeah, because I've been seeing... Hey, that nude video we watched today, that chick with dick, his dick wasn't that big.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what?
In the hot sun?
I think just because I'm walking around, like, was there a chance that... Some chick was going to see me and want to fuck me, but now she saw my dick, she's not anymore.
True.
You know,
if a girl sees us nude first, they're probably not wanting to fuck us.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. I don't know how attracted a girl's going to be just because I don't have a beach bod, as they say. Like,
yeah.
I'm not a guy who takes my shirt off and the girls are like, they're not swooning, you know?
I've seen those dudes, and I've seen girls react to them.
Yeah.
They're like, holy shit. I remember, I was seeing the girl too. And there was, like, she was dropping some people off, and there was, like, some guy doing some kind of manual labor outside with his crew, and he had his shirt off, and she's like, oh, who is that? And the other girl's like, oh, that's Steve. Like, they all know who that fucking guy is. And he had the fucking pecs, the six-pack, the real nice tan.
And no time to fuck chicks. He's always in the gym.
Oh, he made the time. You make the time for important things in life.
And finally, we have Women Seeking Women. A mature bi woman seeks a young bi curious ladies for hot new adventures in the Hamilton area.
Like bank robberies.
Well, Hamilton, Stony Creek area, or
kidnapping,
anywhere.
All these adventures.
Mature, experienced bisexual lady is seeking a sweet, sexy, slim, perky to busty.
I like all the S's. Sweet, sexy, slim, sassy.
It was Holly Bella Kid. Seeking a sweet, sexy, slim, perky. Pop my pee.
What the fuck?
I popped my pee.
That was the biggest pop I've ever heard. Don't just keep doing it because you fucked up the one time.
No, I did it on purpose, you idiot.
I don't think you did.
I literally did.
I really don't think you
did. Yeah, because I pop my peas and I snake my asses.
Okay.
What are you, dumb?
Yeah, sure.
Everyone figured it.
No. I totally believe you. That's fine. Keep going.
Dude, I'm so serious.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not
a liar.
Me too.
I seriously
popped my pee
on purpose.
Cool. Yeah, that's good.
To busty physical fit, bi or curious, ladies of any age, I have a sexy long hair.
Pop
red.
It again.
There's no peas. Head experience, very orally talented. Bi lady seeking hot bi curious. I can't believe my joke pop pee.
What?
Got going over your
can't
head.
Believe you can't speak.
Any age for incredible oral sex, hot ongoing. I'm bored of this fucking one. This lady wants an ongoing relationship.
She's an older lady. She wants to fuck a young
chick.
She's
an old fat lady looking for someone to fuck.
Listen, we all want a hot young chick, okay? So, yes.
So that does it from Canada.
Yeah, anyway, Canada. HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
All rise.